This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says his government has no plans to pursue its own nuclear deterrent in the face of growing North Korea nuclear weapons capabilities, even as the North fired two suspected cruise missiles toward the sea in the latest display of an expanding arsenal. Yoon called the Wednesday for Pyongyang to return to diplomacy aimed at exchanging denuclearization steps for economic benefits. Yoon said South Korea does not desire political change in North Korea that brought by force and called for diplomacy aimed at building sustainable peace between the rivals. Yoon's comments came days after he proposed an audacious economic assistance package to North Korea if it abandons its nuclear weapons program. A spate of fires and explosions has turned Russia's annex Crimea from a secure base for the further invasion of Ukraine into the latest flashpoint. It highlights Moscow's challenges ahead of a war that's nearing the half-year mark. British Defense Intelligence says Wednesday that the Russian commanders will highly likely be increasingly concerned with the apparent deterioration in security across Crimea. Even Russia itself acknowledged it was an act of sabotage that caused Tuesday's explosions and fires that ripped through an ammunition depot in once secured Crimea. Climate scientists are warning of dire consequences for the Mediterranean Sea's marine life as it burns up in a series of severe heat waves. Scientists say they are witnessing exceptionally temperatures hikes ranging from 3 degrees Celsius to 5 degrees above the norm for this time of the year. Marine heat waves are caused by ocean current building up areas of warm water. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden signed Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill into law Tuesday, delivering what he called the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda as he aims to boost his party's standing with voters less than 3 months before the midterm elections. AP correspondent Seth Borenstein reports that climate legislation enacted will make energy use greener eventually.
This is going to change America's fuel supply eventually. It's not going to be something quick, and it's actually also not going to be something you're going to notice as much. It's being done through an awful lot of incentives, tax credits, subsidies, but eventually your power supply, if this works the way they think, and that's a big if, will start to become greener and cleaner. It'll be more renewable energy, more solar, more wind, maybe more nuclear, less carbon burning.
The legislation includes the most substantial federal investment in history to fight climate change, about $375 billion over the decade, and would cap prescription drug costs $2,000 out of pocket annually for Medicare recipients. Opposition figure Raila Odinga said Tuesday that he would challenge the results of Kenya's close presidential election with all constitutional and legal options after the deputy president, William Ruto, was declared the winner, bringing new uncertainty to East Africa's most stable democracy. Now the country faces weeks of disputes and the possibility that the Supreme Court will order another election. American Airlines says that it has agreed to buy up to 20 supersonic jets. More from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
American put down a non-refundable deposit from a company called Boom Supersonic on the planes that are still on the drawing board. United Airlines has a similar deal to buy 15 jets. It has been nearly 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight. The Concorde failed to catch on because of the high cost, both for passengers and airlines. The CEO of Boom Supersonic, Blake Scholl, insists his company's planes will be different when it debuts in 2029, with tickets costing about $4,000 to $5,000 to fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. Boom says its planes will have a top speed 1.7 times the speed of sound, about 1,300 miles per hour. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, health officials are warning people who are infected with monkeypox to stay away from household pets since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. Or VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.